what a tremendous career you have, and it's really, you know, got years and years to go. How did this all evolve for you?
Wow, you know, it happened. I used to actually work at Bethlehem Steel. I was a steel worker till the age of 30, and I had a late start in the business. But the big thing that really launched it was that lottery prediction that you talked about. Like most of your guests that call in with dreams,
yeah,
that's what happened to me.
You dreamt the lottery numbers?
Unbelievable. I'm sleeping, right? This is actually a true story. And the phone rings, I pick it up, I'm there, hello, and the voice on the other end goes, Jim, you were right. The Pennsylvania daily number on December 22nd was 222. And then I woke up. I'm like, what the heck was that, you know? So I have a pad and pencil by my bed. I write this down, 222, December 22nd, and I went back to sleep. I wake up in the morning and didn't even realize I had the dream, walking around doing my thing, and when I went back to where the pad was, I see this 222, December, what's this? And all of a sudden, bam, the dream came back to me. And so I encourage everybody, write your dreams down. Oh, my gosh, there's something to them, because this one really worked out. So what I did was, every show from, this happened right around Thanksgiving back in 1990.
Uh-huh.
Every show that I did, I would hold up a sign at the end of my show, say, Merry Christmas from Jim Carroll. Play 222 December 22nd and you will win. I don't know why I did it. I just did it.
Yeah.
And then here's the ironic part. December 22nd comes and my wife's there, don't forget to play the ticket. You got to play the number two. You know what I mean? So I go out, and there's a big line of people. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be late for the show. So I thought, ah, heck with it. So I went to my show, did my show. And then I come back home after the show, pick up the phone. You know how you have the voicemail?
Yeah.
And it has, you have 77 messages in your mailbox.
Oh, my God.
You know, usually seven.
Yeah.
You know? So I start playing the messages. You're not going to believe this. It's freaky. All of a sudden, the voice goes, Jim, you were right. The Pennsylvania daily number was 222. The same voice as the dream. And it ended up being a gentleman, he was a chief of police at a township fire department that I did down there. So I started checking the messages in here. I found out 222 came up, and before you know it, newspapers are calling me, the National Enquirer is calling me, I'm finding myself on TV shows, and incredible. So write your dreams down. Oh, my gosh.
Well, before this happened, Jim, did you have this intuitiveness about you or this psychic ability about you?
You know, I always had it and never really knew it. I guess everybody does. I think everybody has this. I think everybody has something in them. And when I used to work down at the steel mill, I discovered I could bend these spikes in my hands with my bare hands, and I would give them to the general foreman. He'd hang them up on his door. And I don't know where that came from. I wasn't really a strong guy, and so I always had different things happening all my life, but never really pursued the business of magic until afterwards, you know, until after the steel. When I got laid off, I had nothing else to do with my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there still a steel mill out there in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? I had a friend of mine from the Navy. He used to work there, too, and I've lost touch with him. I don't know. I mean, our industry in this country is gone, practically. Do they still really have a functioning plant out there?
Well, now, this is a rumor I heard. I don't know how true it is because I no longer live in Pennsylvania, and it's ironic, all right? I pursued magic and poker, and that's what I used to do at the steel mill. I used to show tricks to the guys. They called me magic. You know, I never did it professionally.
Yeah.
And I used to play poker and stuff like that. Now I hear Bethlehem Steel is becoming a casino. They built a casino.
No.
It's ironic. That's the rumor I heard. I'd like to know.
Somebody will send us a message.
Unbelievable.
We have instant messages here through Fast Blast, we call it.
Wow.
Somebody will tell us what's going on up there.
That would be really ironic if that's true.